News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, recruiting for a couple of different reasons. First, let's talk about Citizens Police Academy.
Yes, our Citizens Police Academy is a free program that we hold here at the police department for anyone, any citizen who just wants to know more about the police department and know how we work, why we do things that we do, how we investigate cases, things of that nature. It's a lot of hands-on activities, so it's not just classrooms sitting there listening to lectures. You get to hear from different departments within the agency, and some of them actually show you how they do their work. So the drug enforcement team will actually come in, and they show you some narcotics, and they let you see them so that you know what to look for with your children. They also, the crime scene will come in and actually set up a mock crime scene, show you how they investigate it, and then let you investigate this mock crime scene. Building search is another hands-on one where they kind of show you how we, you know, search a building, why we search it certain ways, and then they let you go in, search the building, and you're actually going to have to go in and look and see if you can find someone in the building. You may have to shoot them with a little airsoft gun. You may not have to. So it kind of makes you, puts you in problem-solving mode. So it's a very fun class. Everybody who goes through it loves it. And we are accepting applications now for the Citizens Police Academy this spring, which starts February the 2nd. Applications can be found online at bryantx.gov. If you'll go to the special program section and look at the Citizens Police Academy. Those applications are there, or you can contact me and I can email it to you as well. Please get those applications into us by January the 19th.
In addition to being available to attend the classes, the other general requirements?
The other general requirements are just that you have to be 18, and you can't have any, you know, major felony convictions or violent tendencies. We do a small background check on all the applicants just to make sure that, you know, that they're okay to be in the building and have access to some of the things that we have access to and to learn exactly what we're doing.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, the second item where BPD is recruiting is for new officers.
Yes. If you actually want to be a police officer, we are now accepting applications. They opened that up today. The deadline for applications for police applicants is March the 15th, and we will have a test. It's a written test, and it is also a physical test, which will be held on March 25th. So get your application in now. You can go to our website at bryantx.gov/police, and then look down where it says recruiting, and it has all our information about salaries, you know, work schedules, our different departments within the agency that you can eventually aspire to work in those different departments. So there's a lot of information, and then you can also contact our recruiter, Officer Lori Burnt, at 979-209-5323 for questions.
I want to have you comment on a story from the Texas Municipal Police Association. They describe it as a recruiting crisis in law enforcement, and I'm curious if crisis is the right word to describe the recruiting for positions in Bryan Police Department.
No, I would not say that we have had a crisis in recruiting here with the Bryan Police Department. Our numbers for the number of applicants who have actually applied online have steadily gone up over the last 4 years, and the number of people who have shown up, which typically decreases because it's a we keep the applications open for 3 months, so people change their mind. So that number typically drops, but those numbers of people who have shown up has been pretty steady. And at this point, we are close to being full with the number of employees that we have here as far as staffing. But we have just our typical turnover, you know, where people retire and or get a job elsewhere. But crisis does not describe the Bryan Police Department recruiting.
What are the things that, in your experience, both personally as well as seeing new recruits going through the process and being commissioned and getting on the force and getting their feet wet, what are the things that to go through y'all's mind as you're considering whether or not you want to apply?
I think some of the things that go through our mind is One, the majority of people who are in law enforcement have a mindset of wanting to help people. And that does not go away, regardless of what is going on in, you know, society nationwide or community-wide. And so I think that's the biggest draw to becoming a police officer, is that you want to make a difference and you want to help people. And I think our community is a big supporter of police, and especially of our police department, and that has helped our retention rates. You know, we have great administration, we have great community who supports us, and that I think helps draw those applicants in and helps keep our officers here. I mean, we've had multiple officers who have left the Bryan Police Department only to return. I mean, how many press releases have you seen me send? So-and-so has returned. I think we've had five in the last couple of years that I can think of that have actually come back to the Bryan Police Department because they love our agency and they love this department.
And again, more information online at bryantx.gov, and you've given the contact information for Lori if they have any other specific questions. So you might, again, what's the deadline to apply?
The deadline to apply for police applicant is March 15th.
All right, that's our update. Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.